This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
You are listening to the National Obsession, and this is a bit weird. Roles reversed after 4 years.
Yeah,
what's
that,
going on?
John, you kicking it off, John? There, it's
I nice, kind of like
it?
This. I don't actually. Maybe I don't need you after
don't
all.
Need me?
Yeah,
you don't need me, John. I'm on the Zoom. Not even on the Zoom, on the Skype.
On the Skype,
it, right?
We've gone back about 10 years. We're the only two people using Skype.
Hey, John, I was at the... I went to Oxford United v Accrington Stanley last night.
Yeah.
And playing for Accrington Stanley was Sam Schering.
Yes, last season's loanee.
He looked like a tiny little man, John. And he isn't, is he?
He's not. But obviously in the rough, tough world of League One.
I tell you what. The Accrington Stanley team, they were Simon Block Jorgensen would not get in at central defence. They were absolute giants.
Yeah.
Right. And then coming on late for Oxford United, Billy Bowden.
Oh my word.
Should have retired 10 years ago. I thought was on his way out of the game. You messaged me, has he still got no end product? And the verdict is, John, absolutely no end product. Not at all.
Lots of pace, few tricks, no end product.
Kept getting into the box, 4-1 up. Could have just had a shot because they were 4-1 up. Didn't shoot, John.
Yeah.
Just sort of passed it. No, that's the end of that.
That sounds like Billy. Well, he got to the championship, so.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, the reason I
bring
it up, John, is because opposite us, Oxford United, they have an official coconut supplier, John.
Really?
Official coconut supplier. And I can't remember the name of it. It's like Shaloa or something, right? And their big thing is they're ethically sourced coconuts.
Right.
And I don't know about you, but I am sick of buying coconuts that have been created by small children in sweatshops.
Battery farmed coconuts.
I don't know where you're getting your coconuts, John, but if they aren't ethically sourced, I am not interested.
Yeah, I like them to have a lot of room to sort of move around.
Exactly, John.
Yeah.
Rolling space.
Well, they're the complete opposite of that. I mean, this is apropos of absolutely nothing. I was driving on the M25 last night, because you may have heard over the last...
Show off.
I know. Last few weeks, I'm moving house. There's basically at the end of the runway for Heathrow Airport, on a verge next to the M25, a flock of about 30 sheep. Now, I don't know about you.
Oh, lovely.
I don't know about you. Don't you think that lamb, when it eventually gets onto the table, might have a sort of a bit of exhaust fume sort of taste to it?
Diesely lamb.
Yeah.
Diesely. Hey, I tell you what, I need some diesel at the moment. Might get down there, squeeze out those sheep into me tank.
Yeah.
That's the way to do it,
well,
John.
There's an option, isn't it?
Diesely lamb. Is that Alan Lamb's brother? Beasley Lamb. It's nothing. An Alan Lamb joke.
John. Yeah.
It's a terrible thing. It's a terrible, terrible thing. Anyway, the National Obsession. John, you've kicked us off. That's nice, isn't
I have.
It?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
You enjoyed that. That's because you're a homeowner now. So you get to kick us off.
Yeah, I get those sorts of privileges now. Just starting off podcasts when I like. Well, look, do you want to work out what's coming up on the podcast?
John, we're both very busy. Your house is full of boxes. I have to go and pick the children up from school. It's an absolute disaster. God, this is a Gary Time episode. Fitting it in right at the end.
Look, it's not gonna. It might not be an all-time classic, this one, but it might be. You never know. We might look back on this one in years to come and say, "God, the National Obsession never got better than episode 152, the rushed one."
The Alan Lamb joke.
the one where they rushed it out in 20 minutes.
Deasley Lamb. That was it. It's as good as it went.
Anyway, coming up, look, we've got lots of National League news because there's been games on Saturday. Some big talking points from Tuesday to talk through. I'm not going to tell you how many letters there are, because that will ruin it.
But stay tuned for that.
And I think, are we going to announce our big news?
Yeah, I think
maybe
big
we
news
should.
At the end of the episode, John.
Hold on to the end of the episode. We've been trailing it on Twitter. We are going to announce our big news.
Big news,
and that
Obs
is going big. News.
Well, not going big, John, is it? But a mild dream come true for the two of us.
I reckon so.
Is happening, John. It's happening. Exciting, isn't it?
Very exciting.
Give us some National League news, John.
Come on, then.
I think the National League is really kicking into gear at the moment. A lot of teams being National Leagued, left, right and centre. The nights are getting darker. The floodlights are on. Big teams are finding out how tough it is. It's all beautifully, beautifully poised. Gary Time has kicked into live on television. One of the most beautiful moments. Do you know what, John, as well, with that bit of Gary Time, those two goals, genuinely cheered. Genuine first bit of joy I've had to do with the girls since Ashton Gate. Nature is healing, John.
Absolutely.
Nature is healing.
Right, well, let's
give us some National League news.
I'm just going to jump up and down for a minute because that's the only way you can get the lights to switch on. And they've switched off.
I like that, John.
Hold on a moment.
What a lovely image. Whoop. Lovely image for everyone.
There they are.
There he is.
Motion activated lights. I worked
it
out.
On your own in a dark studio doing a podcast about the National League. Congratulations.
With Piers Morgan next door.
Oh, lovely.
He's just over the corridor.
Do you like the National League?
I shouldn't think so. You? I shouldn't think he'll be at Boreham Wood on Tuesday. Anyway.
You never know, John. Never know.
Here we go. Saturday in the National League. Oh, just nil. Halifax won. Another goal there. For Billy Waters. I mean, it is absolutely incredible. But do you know what? Just don't worry about it. In fact, you could almost say, don't go chasing Waters' goals.
Oh,
as
lovely.
But TLC almost
John,
said.
There is Luke Waterfall does play for Grimsby Town.
I
so
know.
That joke is unfortunately out of the window for anyone but Luke Waterfall.
But yeah, doesn't Billy it? Waters on an amazing run. Aldershot getting the dead cat bounce they wanted from Danny Searle's departure. Another defeat.
Oh, yeah, but who's in charge of Aldershot? Oh, who cares? Anyway, yeah, carry on.
Altrincham 1, Notts County 0, one of the results of the weekend.
Oh,
incredible
lovely.
From Altrincham. They scored after half an hour, so they held Notts County at bay for over an hour. And, I mean, Ian Birchnell, after the game, we were waiting on James Rowe's comments and said, you know, somebody tweet them to us as soon as possible. And I did like TVFC shirts on Twitter. He said, look, why don't you warm up with Ian? Because his post-match had come out by then. He pinned them in, but didn't penetrate. And that was the essence of his post-match comment.
Wow-wee.
Pinned them in, didn't penetrate.
Didn't penetrate. Well, we've all been there, John. And
yeah.
I noticed Ian's had a fade.
He has, real fade, isn't he?
Who is cutting footballers' hair, John? Especially in the Plainmoor area. There's a lot of terrible, terrible... Armani Little looks like he's cut his hair himself.
He's not looking great, is he, really? Old Armani.
Well, he's got really slick hair. But you know what? Since he's had the terrible haircut, form has picked up, John.
Yeah, so form has picked up.
Maybe
and
the two are linked.
Since Ian's had his, form's dropped off a cliff. So
exactly.
You know.
I can imagine Altrincham Gene was beside herself.
I think they must have loved that up there.
She must have loved that result. And I'm sure we've got lots of letters from her later on. So looking forward to hearing those.
On the flip side, Aldershot obviously didn't get a dead cat bounce from their game, from their departure of manager. But Barnet did. Barnet 3, Weymouth 1. A result that says everything about Harry Kewell. He's gone. They dispatch Weymouth with ease. Dean Brennan, the ex-Wealdstone boss, now head of football at Barnet. I mean, why do they need a head of football? But he took charge of the game and got them 3 points with his first effort.
You don't have to answer yes or no to this, John. Do you think Barnet FC is one big... Okay, moving on.
I think we might have to bleep that. You definitely have to bleep that. But I mean, you could definitely say that the structure at Barnet is a touch bloated if they've got a head of football. For goodness sakes. No word yet on a new manager at Barnet. I imagine they must be giving Dean Brennan the chance. Apparently they have sounded out Martin Allen. But the sticking point is that he wants to appoint Gillian Anderson, the actress, as his assistant, because it would of course be Gillet and Anderson.
Wow. Wow, John. I'm pleased I'm not in the studio for that one.
It came to me a few weeks ago, that Gillet and Anderson. Because Martin Allen likes wearing Gillets.
Yeah, but why would you need Gillian Anderson?
Gillet and Anderson.
If you've already got Gillian Anderson, you don't need Gillet. You need someone else. Darren Anderton.
Gillet and Anderton. Now that would have worked.
Big X-Files fan.
Yes.
Barnet, you see? Gillet and Anderton.
There we go.
I mean, even then, John, it's really struggling. I mean, there we are. We got there in the end, though, didn't we?
But in that game, Brandon Goodship scored the only goal for Weymouth, the Goodship Brandon. We'll do something with that in future
Goodship
weeks.
Lollipop. You could go there. Give him a lollipop. I'm the Goodship Lollipop.
Bournemouth 2, Yeovil 1. Yeovil went 1 up, but Adi Youssef's second yellow cards after just 38 minutes made life hard for them, so Bournemouth came back and won that. Dagenham and Redbridge 5, Sully Hole.
John, where are Bournemouth in the league? They're doing well, aren't they?
Would you like me to tell you where Bournemouth are? They are fourth.
Fourth, yeah. Doing well, aren't they, John?
And then they'll probably finish about 11th or 12th.
Yeah. I was quite confident going there Tuesday night, but could be a toughie.
Whenever you see them on the highlights, a team of giants, as always.
Yeah, wow. They might be giants. Birdhouse in your soul, John. A little birdhouse in your soul.
I do.
They are not your friends. They're not your only friends.
So much is not possible. I do feel like asking the question sometimes, what is the most annoying song in the world? And why is the answer Birdhouse in Your Soul? It is the worst song ever made.
I like it, John.
Horrendous.
Dun, 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 dun.
It's rubbish.
Play out with it.
No. Dagenham Redbridge 5, Solihull Moors 1. So quite incredible. Solihull Moors went 1-0 up, but the Daggers went berserk, came back. Yeah. Two penalties. They scored another goal for Mauro da Silva Vilhates. And I've not got it faded up. Mauro da Silva Vilhates. Mauro da Silva Vilhates. Amazing from Dagenham.
Redbridge, John. Unbelievable. When's the fall going to come? I mean, maybe someone might come in for their manager, something like that might happen, mightn't it? You never, ever know what's going to happen in the National League, John. But they are looking good.
Dover 0, Bromley 1. Not much to say about that, to be honest. Eastleigh 3, Woking 2. Woking with 2 up after 15 minutes. Tavon Campbell, he's having a good season so far.
He's scoring
lots of goals. Yeah. But Eastleigh pulled it back in the second half and won it 3-2. Kings Lynn 0, Wealdstone 1. A real battle of the NAFCs there. And Wealdstone got the 3 points. Kings Lynn right down in the mire. Maidenhead 1, Grimsby 1. Grimsby took a 73rd minute lead, but Maidenhead grabbed an equaliser 10 minutes later.
Yes.
So just a point there for Grimsby. Yeah, Stockport 2, Wrexham 1. Wrexham leading after 2 minutes through Paul Mullen.
Yeah,
Stockport
Paul Mullen
came back second half. 80th minute winner.
I mean, that is the perfect result for that game, John, because it's absolutely brilliant. Because it keeps Simon Rusk on, then it wins there, and he's now in till Christmas, definitely. So they'll slump again soon. And Wrexham losing is always good fun at the moment, because it's just like, oh, God, you're going to be 10th. It's unbelievable. And now they've Wrexham news, John. They're digging up the pitch, I read.
So you said, yeah.
they're digging up the pitch. They're blaming the pitch. The pitch isn't good enough for them in the National League. They can't play the football they want to. Bentoza can't lob the ball over that pitch quite well enough. He needs to be able to lob it over that pitch and the pitch to be a lot flatter to lob it over it. So the pitch is the problem.
I'm sure that's the problem.
Spend more money. Spend more money. And then you can, you know, get into it like that. So
Phil Parkinson
well done, Rex.
99 problems and the pitch is one.
Yes, John, there it is. No more Gillian Anderson.
No. I still think there was something in that.
Standing by it.
You crafted it a lot better than I did. Do you want Phil Parkinson's disingenuous post-match quote of the week?
Yes, please.
It's so frustrating because we've given a team who are lacking confidence a massive lift. So yeah, that was Phil after that game.
Why are lots
not,
of the
not just saying,
very...
well done, Stockport, you know.
I know. Disingenuousness or genuity, John? Which one
disingenuousness?
Is it? Disingenuousness of the National League managers is something we need to look into.
It's almost
James
like
Rowe being a particular culprit can never just go.
Him, Ian well Birchnell, done. Phil Parkinson. It's almost like they're working for clubs who spent lots and lots of money and set them astronomical expectations that they can't possibly live up to because only two teams go up.
We only had eight games. People are acting like they've bloody won the league. Eight games we've had.
And that does bring us to Chesterfield 2, Torquay United 2, the late game on Saturday. And a bit of Gary time there at the end, of course. Goal going in off Tom Lapsley's arse, I think, in the end.
Yes.
And,
well, and then
booted into the roof of the net by the defender. Bit of an old goal.
John, little chat about Torquay United. It wasn't great, was it? Didn't look great.
I was at Solihull. It was better than Solihull.
Yeah, it was a lot better. You know, it was a lot better. And I think Lolosh needs to be more arrogant.
Yeah.
Right. He needs to. He got it in him, I think, to be arrogant and just take the piss out of players. And he needs to do that. More confidence. Arrogant in a good way, I mean. In a confident way. Just back himself. Back yourself, Lolos. He's got pace. He's a big boy. He's obviously got really good skills. Use them. You're better than a lot of these players. And as soon as... I like the look of Alex Adai. He looks fantastic.
He's great. And to be fair,
if we can get him fit, keep him fit. Holman looked good when he came on. All those players look good. Lapsley, Hall, Little, and Alex Adai in midfield for me would be fantastic. With Lemon and Holman or Wright up front. That for me looks like a really good side, I think. So.
I think you're right.
A couple more players, obviously.
A few of those fit players back in the starting 11 would be okay. Basically, the difference between the two teams was that Chesterfield had Shimanga and we didn't.
Yeah.
And he scored two goals from, you know, a couple of yards with good
tap-ins
finishes.
A couple of tap-ins.
And that was the difference. But Torquay had a lot of heart and came back late on 95th minute equaliser, after which James Rowe promised to cut out the late goals. It's the second time they've let a game slip. In the last minute, he said, no more. We're cutting out the late goals. Anyway, on to Tuesday night. Woking 3, Chesterfield 1. Chesterfield leading after 12 minutes, but Woking won the game with two goals in the 87th and the 89th minute. So there we have it.
Amazing, isn't it? Absolutely amazing. And he said I'm becoming slightly obsessed with James Rowe, and I don't mind people knowing that. he's my new obsession for me, the James Rowe obsession.
Yeah.
Because it is like, there's a flash of, in that, if you watch the interview after the Woking game of James Rowe, there's a flash of fury in his eyes, John. As someone, as he thinks, he sort of realises, oh, everybody's working me out. And all that's happened with James Rowe, really, is he's read one more book than the other footballers, which is actually one book, and he can stand and say all these sort of scientific sports science phrases. That's how he's got the job. He doesn't actually know how to go down. Like, you look at the Altrincham manager, who is like get some playing, you know.
Yeah.
And he's got these players, and he can get them going in a certain way, spending money after money. Remember, they're the team that furloughed all their players last year, got rid of Bowden, can't get these players playing. Shimanga went missing on a wet Tuesday night in Woking. You go, I think he doesn't know what he's doing, John.
Well,
I think he's read in a book, and as soon as it goes, that's why he can't see games out. Because as soon as someone chucks five up front and the keeper, we've said it before, the keeper comes up like McDonald did and whatever, he doesn't know how to defend that, because all that is basic guts and football nous.
Well, you can't deny it. Since he's come in, they have improved. Obviously, he's taken over from our old mate John Pemberton, so the results have been good for him. But look, the proof of the pudding will be in the eating. Will he get Chesterfield promoted? At the moment, they look a little bit soft at the back, and so let's see. But currently,
he's got Wrexham next.
They've spent all that money, and he's got one less point than Dagenham, and he's got one more point than Boreham Woods, and two more points than Halifax. So, you know. Exactly.
Dagenham is the case in point, isn't it? You know, not spent loads of money, just got loads of good footballers who can just beat other teams up and just go hard. It's fascinating. I'm fascinated to watch.
It's really interesting. The other results, two other results from Tuesday night. Altrincham 4, Kingsland 1. So Kingsland really,
bang,
really struggling. But Altrincham having a great start to the season.
there must be loads in our mailbox.
Harry Potter, when the owl delivers all those letters, I won't be able to move for them. And the final result,
coming down the fireplace, all sorts.
The final result from Tuesday night. You've been national lead, Grimsby. Bromley 3, Grimsby 1. So Grimsby and Chesterfield, 1 point from two games.
Yeah, wow. We see you've been national league. Nights are getting darker.
Yeah.
It's getting cold, John. 8 games in, no one wins it after 8
sometimes
games.
And I know the Grimsby fans have been in this division before, so they're probably, well, I'm sure they're well used to it, but sometimes you're going to go to Grimsby on a Tuesday night on an open terrace, you're going to get drenched, and you're going to lose 3-1. That's the National League,
just
lads.
Just a little word on Torquay, John. We've got 8 points after 8 games. If we draw on all 8 games, imagine that. It's the equivalent of that. Just 8 nil-nils we'd have had. None of the fun we've had. Going 4-0 up in the first half and then nearly losing the game, or a couple of Gary time, you know, brilliant. So, I mean, it's not been great. But we're not falling away or anything like that. There is hope. Hope, John.
Exactly. Hope, so the table very quickly reads as follows. Dagenham and Redbridge top with 19 points, then Chesterfield on 18, Grimsby third with 17, then the playoffs, Boreham Wood fourth, 17 points, Halifax fifth with 16, Notts County sixth with 15, and Bromley seventh with 13, and then the bottom three, Aldershot with 4 points, Kingsland with 4 points, and Dover minus 9.
Wow, minus 9 for Dover. There we are, and Torquay United v Wealdstone on Saturday,
on Saturday, Torquay 17th. Bit of Wealdstone home at home.
Wood, Bromley. Bromley sounds interesting. So look, potentially 9 points there, John, isn't it?
Well, you could always say that.
If we find some form, potentially on 9 points, but at the moment, potentially 0 points. That's just how it goes. Very, very exciting, isn't it? There we are. Is that all your news,
That's
John?
That's the news.
This is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
You're listening to The National Obsession, and it's time for Letters from a Listener. Any letters, John?
What a shame.
As happy as I am to hear Ray Charles, John. Look, if people don't want to write in, they don't want to write in. That's up to them.
And you know what, Foffs? We've got stuff to do this week. I've
exactly. Very busy.
You've got to dug me out of a hole, really. I've got boxes to unpack.
Do send us some letters on, what's the email address, John?
It's nationalobsession@gmail.com. Your letters have been brilliant the last few weeks, so come on.
Really,
let's get it back. And thank you for all the tweets as well. I have a lot of chuckles at our Twitter feed.
Yeah. Talk United Twitter is very, very good. National League Twitter is very, very good.
It is.
A few angry people if you have a go at their tiny little tin pot club. But, you know, you just have to laugh at them and just move on. It's all you can do. There's always enough people who sort of blow themselves up that you can really just prick their pomposity on Twitter with very, very simply, very, very easy. There we are. All right, no letters today. do send us your letters. And if you send us two letters, you might become a FOF and get a FOF number. There we are. No letters, John. This is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
You're listening to the National Obsession. Now, John, coming up, we've been trailing the good news.
I mean, we should really have
some, we've got some lovely news. Should be a drum roll.
Should I do a, I mean, I should have a fanfare or a drum roll.
What have you got, John?
Do you know what? I might have to rally it in post because I've got nothing to hand.
In post.
I'll put it in post.
Something in post. All right. Well, the news is we're really excited to announce and really honoured to announce that by hook or by crook and for various reasons, John and I at Bromley Away will be commentating on the match for TUFC Radio.
It's even saying it. What a ridiculous...
Even saying it sounds utterly ridiculous.
Talk United.
I've never commentated anything in my life. John's an excellent co-coms. He's done it professionally. I've been practicing, John. I've been playing FIFA with my son, commentating on the games. It's a bit annoying for him, but I'm really looking forward to it. Do I have to learn the names of the Bromley players?
I tell you what, why don't I do the Bromley players? Leave that to me.
We'll see how it works out, John, but very, very excited. Really privileged to be able to do it. The club have asked us to do it, and we are thrilled. We're going to do a little bit of extra media for them, and it is the day that would be non-league day normally. So there's some other little bits involved in it, but pretty excited, aren't we, John?
Yes, Torquay United do not know what they have let themselves in for.
No, they've had... John. We're going to do a very professional job, John.
We are.
TFC Radio, we are. We're going to make Ray and Dave look unbelievably brilliant.
Well, I have had people asking me if we're going to do 90 minutes of Ray and Dave.
Absolutely
in this.
Not. No way.
I don't think that's what the club were angling for. But look, we might have to slip in a little ball went out of play, just as a little nod to all the FOFs.
It's going to be very, very difficult. I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah.
I hope people will tune in on the Mixlr if they're not at the match, of course.
And I think next week on the podcast, we are going to catch up with a couple of pro commentators.
Perhaps we'll talk to Nigel Adley again because
Nigel,
he's been on before with us. Nigel can give us some good
some
good
pros
advice.
Tips.
And if anyone's got, you know, let us know on the email if there's anything you want us to try and slip in during the commentary. That'll be good. But very exciting news for the National Obsession. Commentating live from Bromley on TUFC Radio on Saturday the 9th of October. There's our news, John.
That's our news. And yes, that does mean we are off to Bromley. Ball's hard to control and it's got no soul. It's Bromley. It'll make you cry and you don't know why you've gone all the way there. With no roof on the stand, a coat you should wear. There you go. There you go.
And John, do you think we'll get chucked out if we really moan about the plastic pitch during the commentary?
I think we'll see how often we can bring it up. A 3G pitch.
Brilliant. There we are.
There we go.
Let us know what you want us to say during the commentary. And we'll be on the Mixlr, TUFC Radio.
Yeah.
Saturday the 9th of October.
Beautiful.
That's it, John, isn't it?
That's it. That's your lot.
On the ice to you.
On the ice.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan. Charlie Baker.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.